This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for July 1st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. FINRA issued three press releases today about education. One was an announcement that it is spending $30 million on a multifaceted program to educate newer investors. Think Robinhood and similar type traders. The second press release was a request for comments on how to educate newer investors. They want to spend some money, which they have lots of for education, but they are not sure how or where to spend it. The last press release was about continuing education for industry professionals. I will have to think about this over the long U.S. holiday weekend and submit my comments. If you have some ideas, please share them with FINRA too, as they need the help. By the way, it would be great to see something similar from the CFTC with the fine money that they have sitting there dedicated for investor education. They also seem to be stuck about what to do and how to satisfy a Congress that does not like regulators to have money that they can't control. The fine money at the CFTC is not appropriated from Congress. It is collected from firms fined by the Commission. The New York Times has a comprehensive video about the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. The video is called Day of Rage, an in-depth look at how a mob stormed the Capitol. It walks through the day from people on buses coming to D.C. to the multi-pronged attack on the Capitol building. It is worth a look. I am soliciting suggested names for a new permanent CFTC chairman for an article that I'm writing about this. I have asked people from the legal or compliance professions to share their top five names with me anonymously. If you'd like to give me some names to include in the article, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Peter Higham officially moves from ASX to Motive Partners today. Congratulations to Peter on his long career at ASX. Acuity released the results of its study into the transition from LIBOR to Sterling Overnight Index Average, or SONIA, in the British pound markets. My nephew Patrick Lothian's mother's former boss has died at the age of 88. Let me say that again. My nephew Patrick Lothian's mother's former boss has died at the age of 88. Donald Rumsfeld was the CEO of G.D. Searle & Company, where Barb Lothian worked early in her career and while the former government executive was working in the private sector. Giving to our JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign has slowed down of late. There were no new donations to help us with our history-focused video series. You can support the Open Outcry Traders History Project, the Path to Electronic Trading, and the History of Financial Futures video series by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Cboe Global Markets has completed its acquisition of Chi-X Asia Pacific Holdings, which it first announced in March. The acquisition will give Cboe an entry into Japan and Australia and establish a significant presence in the Asia-Pacific region for the first time, according to the Cboe press release. Cboe Chi-X Australia is the main competitor with ASX Limited in equity trading. Chi-X Japan, a PTS, offers two lit markets, Chi Alpha and Chi Select, and two dark markets, Chi Match and Chi-X. This follows Cboe's acquisition of BIDS Trading, a registered broker-dealer and operator of the BIDS alternative trading system, in January of this year. Cboe will integrate Chi-X Asia Pacific into its existing global business operations and technology platforms, beginning with Chi-X Asia Pacific and BIDS, and then migrating Chi-X Australia and Chi-X Japan. See the press release below in exchanges in today's newsletter for more details. In related news to Chi-X Asia Pacific Holdings announcement, Cboe also said it plans to broaden investor access to its proprietary products, including U.S. index options products based on the S&P 500 index and CBOE volatility index to tap global investor demand. Pending regulatory approval, it plans to extend trading hours for SPX and VIX options to nearly 24 hours a day beginning November 21st. More details are in the release. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Robbing the Xbox vault inside a $10 million gift card cheat. A junior Microsoft engineer figured out a nearly perfect Bitcoin generation scheme. The Xbox gift card came with a string of 25 letters and numbers. The digits, known as a 5x5 code, were sent in an email, but they were no different from the numbers and letters etched into the gift cards hanging off tall racks near the checkout aisle at CVS or Target, arrayed in a Rubik's cube of colors. These stores sell them on behalf of Apple, Applebee's, Disney, Domino's, and pretty much every other company you can think of, including Microsoft Corp, which markets its cards under the Xbox brand. The cards themselves, of course, are worthless, but each 5x5 code corresponds to a dollar amount. In this case, the code DD9J9-MXXXC-3Y6XD-3QH2C-PWDWZ was worth $15 towards the purchase of anything that Microsoft sold online. Video games, Office and Windows software, Lenovo laptops, Sonos speakers, and the like. My comment. Interesting story about a Russian, actually he's Ukrainian, programmer, Xbox online store testing, Bitcoin, and the market for gift cards. It has it all. Here is an editorial from the Financial Times. Delta variant shifts the calculus on final reopening. Vaccines are reducing the death rate, but mass infections are still a problem. The door had barely closed behind the disgraced Matt Hancock before his successor, Najib Javid, began to change the tone on lifting Britain's remaining lockdown restrictions. July 19th is still the target date for the final reopening, postponed from June 21st, the new health secretary told MPs this week. This would be the start of an exciting new journey for our country, Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisted, that this date is the terminus for all the success of the vaccination effort. However, the alarming spread of the Delta variant is reason for prudence. My comments. If you have problems with calculus, join the club by wearing a mask. Here's a press release from FINRA. FINRA launches educational initiative aimed at newer investors. FINRA and FINRA Foundation issue special notice soliciting comment on ways to reach and educate novice investors. FINRA today announced it has launched a multi-year, multifaceted $30 million initiative to explore innovative ways to reach and educate investors, especially new self-directed retail investors who conduct transactions through online accounts or using mobile apps. My comment, at least we know where $30 million of the $70 million fine for Robinhood is going. Here's a story from Car and Driver. Oregonians allowed to pump their own gas for 2 days. The Pacific Northwest is in the midst of a merciless heat wave. Temperatures in Portland, Oregon reached 112 degrees on Sunday, a record high since documentation began in 1940. Before setting a new peak on Monday at 115 degrees. The state's average for this time of year is in the 70s. This unexpected and overwhelming heat has now led Oregon to announce a temporary change to the state's regulations that prohibit customers from pumping their own gas. On Sunday, the Oregon State Fire Marshal announced that Oregonians are now permitted to fill their own cars, but only until the evening of Tuesday, June 29th. Governor Kate Brown approved the temporary suspension. My comment, you need 3 things to start a fire: fuel, air, and heat. Think about it when you are gassing up in 112 degree temperatures. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Financial Times Refinitiv deal loses some of its luster for LSE as challenges mount. The challenge includes a disruption from Icon and a contract dispute with Reuters. Second was growing gaps in U.S. vaccination rates show regions at risk from Bloomberg. Third was the John Lothian News video, John Wall's The Path to Electronic Trading, an interview by me, John Lothian. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.